quarter of the world's children are at risk of underperforming at school, as well as living a lifetime less literate than their peers. This according to a study by Save the Children called Food for Thought, which shows that missing out on a basic, nutritious diet can severely damage a child's ability to read, to write simple sentences, and answer basic math questions correctly. The findings come just 10 days before a hunger summit in London on June 8th, taking place in the run-up to this year's G8 summit, where world leaders could provide the funding necessary to transform the lives of millions of children affected by hunger. Save the Children's David McNair spoke to us about the effects of malnutrition in young children.
Well, this Save the Children report launched today confirms our worst fears that malnutrition is both a death sentence for 2 million children who die every year as a result of malnutrition, but it's also a life sentence for millions more children who, because they don't get the right nutrients at the start of life, their physical and cognitive development is inhibited, so their brains and bodies don't develop properly. And we conducted a survey of 7,000 children across 4 countries and found that those children who had been malnourished at the start of life consistently performed lower on the ability to read a simple sentence like the sun is hot, but also simple maths tests. And if you look across a child's life, as they get older, that affects their confidence, their career aspirations, and even their ability to earn a living, where on average, those who are malnourished go on to earn 20% less than those who are well-nourished. So this is a really significant issue, both for individuals' potential, but also for whole economies, where you have a country like Afghanistan or India, where almost half the children are malnourished. This has really major economic implications.
Where throughout the world, which countries are most affected by malnourishment among children?
Well, the greatest number of malnourished children are in countries such as India and Nigeria, where there are very large populations. And those are countries that have resources. They are middle-income countries, and they need to allocate those resources effectively to tackle this problem. But there are also a lot of very poor countries like Afghanistan, Yemen, Tanzania, and other very poor countries where a really large proportion of the population are malnourished. And that affects not only the health burden and the costs that come with being malnourished because children's bodies are less able to fight infection, but it also affects the long-term economic implications. So a lot of these countries are looking at a situation where in 10, 20 years' time, there will be more people of working age than children and old people. And that's a huge economic opportunity. But what is required now is the investment to take advantage of that. And that's simple investments like iron supplements, promoting breastfeeding, teaching children how to wash their hands effectively. Simple things like that that don't cost very much could be a huge down payment on future prosperity.
And you've mentioned the economic concerns and benefits as well. So it's something where long-term they're going to want to make that investment now to provide for the future.
That's right. And this report is launched 10 days before a global nutrition summit being held in London on the 8th of June. And what we want is for leaders, both from developing countries, but also from the G8 countries as donors, to make strong political commitments, but also financial commitments to make those investments. If we were to invest just $10 billion this year, it could pay off and reap dividends of $125 billion whenever these children reach working age. So this is a really cost-effective investment, and we need those political leaders to make these choices, because currently aid donors spend 0.3% of their total budgets on malnutrition. And given the scale of the problem and also how effective these interventions are, we think that needs to change.
And when you talk about a nutrition summit coming up, what specific goals or plans can the international community put forward to address this problem? You spoke about some of them briefly.
Well, the countries with the highest burden of malnutrition have produced plans on how they're going to address the problem. And a lot of those countries are poor countries which don't have the resources. They will need financial support. But also in middle-income countries like India and Nigeria, this is about their political leaders making political decisions, implementing policies, introducing a budget line for nutrition, and ensuring that they're being transparent about how they're spending that money. And we, as a civil society organisation, will commit to monitoring their progress, monitoring the budgets, and ensuring that the commitments that they make are followed up on.